The Astral. Part 2. Main characteristics, densities, and your thoughts. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing fine. I am Marie Swaru. Continuing with this highly metaphysical and paranormal subject, there are still many things I must say about the astral. Perhaps the most important thing to know about all astral planes of existence, both high astral and lower astral, is that no one can fully know those places, so distrust anyone who says that they do, and that explains away everything as if it were all known, especially those who classify astral planes with grades, numbers of or names, as those can only be true from their points of view and not as an absolute. As I explained in my previous video, the astral is really huge, and what is a truth for someone is not for another person. All astral planes are strongly characterized by how easy it is to manifest anything there, both things and events as well as situations. It can be argued that the astral is the true real world because even the material side is only a subproduct of the astral. As I explained before, everything being part of the astral, what defines the material world, or the world of the living, is that it is only what the biological body perceives, therefore becoming the reality of the biological body. In other words, a biological body is a filter designed to keep the consciousness of a soul within a narrow band of perception, and that narrow band is the so-called material world. As an example, imagine an isolated group of people who can only see the world through a pair of glasses that only lets them see everything in black and white, and for whatever reason they can never take them off. That would be the reality of those people. No colors would exist for them, and as they are isolated from the external world, for example on an island, the concept of color would be unknown to them. They would have to do everything according to that black and white filter, and everything outside of it wouldn't exist. This is the case with the biological, material body, which is designed, for lack of a better word, to filter out all the things that are outside the preset range of frequencies we call the material realm. But if we cannot see something, it does not mean it isn't there. Each biological body is slightly different, as it is tailored to each soul, and therefore each body will be able to perceive its own unique range of frequencies, although they usually stay within an agreed range, and that's why most people concur with what they can see and what they cannot. But removing the body from the equation, there are no boundaries between astral planes, much less between the astral planes and the physical world, as it is only one big frequency range, going from low vibrations progressively towards higher and higher ones. It is all one big incomprehensible frequency mass, and how much of it we can perceive will depend only on our awareness level, and our awareness level will spawn our physical body to match it, especially when our present incarnation is over, yet it also happens while in the same incarnation, as we are never the same people as we were 10 years ago, or 20, those of you who are older fully understand my words. And at 15, I only know this because I remember past lives, just saying. Then we could compare astral and its frequency levels with density levels as described before by my predecessors, and there is no difference at all as they are both only a frequency range that goes from lower to ever increasing higher. And there is no difference because they are the same, as a density is only a mind construct, an attempt to dissect existence into smaller and more understandable pieces. But those limits between astral realms or between densities are only fictitious and do not reflect the outside world, they do not reflect what is directly and empirically experienced by a soul living in them. And yes, if you noticed, I am splicing both together in oneness. Astral levels are nothing more than density levels, they are different names for the same. And this is why many people insist that extraterrestrials are interdimensional, or that they are found in the astral. They are not only extraterrestrials, they are also interdimensional, and they are not one or the other as many who debate this claim, they are both. Everything that is not the material world frequency range, and from the points of view of people who inhabit biological bodies, is by definition, the astral. For those of you who know these subjects from years ago, a starship can emulate the frequency of its destination, therefore moving, or jumping there instantly as it becomes a frequency match with the destination, all this using advanced engines that can change the frequency of the craft and everything in it, to a controlled and specified frequency and therefore destination. What I mean is that ships travel through the astral, and to astral destinations. As you can imagine, there are also densities and ranges of frequency that still pertain to the so-called physical world that is inhabited by biological beings with a body, and those usually are just slightly different as it happens to be with the base frequency of existence of Earth, and the one which is the average for space, the ones called 3D and 5D correspondingly and as explained so many times before. But then we enter another descriptive problem about the astral and the existence there. Now observing only the so-called biological bodies, as there is a frequency range for the astral, and for densities, which are one and the same, so there is for biological bodies. What I mean is that a body is still biological and therefore technically alive even when from the point of view of the material world that body is well inside the astral planes and far from the ability to be perceived by people in 3D biological bodies. There is a very wide range of live things, entities, and animals that have bodies that are defined, and that function accordingly to the characteristics of each frequency range they live in. Within the frequency range we call the astral, the one that goes from low to high in a never-ending gradient. Some are made of dense energy like the ones in the so-called lower astral, where egregores, entities, astral larvae and demons dwell, and others are made of a very rapid and vivid frequency related to higher planes of existence like the higher astral, where light beings inhabit. And we can also include in the mix our astral bodies, which mostly are the less dense manifestation of our ego self, which still looks much like the body we have in the material world, and who experience their apparent external world according to their frequency and vibration that in turn depends on their thoughts and on who they are. But coming back to what defines the astral, and as I said in my first video, it has other rules. And those other rules are almost as if there were no rules, because manifesting anything is very easy and fast there. Imagination is the base plan for manifesting anything, as everything we can possibly think of was first just an idea in someone's mind. Everything that exists had to be a thought first. While in the slow and heavy material realms, thoughts turn into things and situations fairly slow, giving people time to adjust to what they really want, and to learn from their mistakes, but something that I have noticed in all astral realms, in experience and study, both the lower nasty ones and the higher positive ones are characterized by having a nearly immediate manifestation. Whatever you think, becomes reality very fast there as you very possibly can remember from your dreams. Imagining things and situations there is almost like manifesting them from thin air. What you think becomes, what you are is what you get and what you experience. So, while encountering nasty entities during sleep or during an astral projection, if you imagine yourself inside a ball of protective white light, or if you imagine pushing those invasive entities away from you with some kind of superpower, is not empty imagination as could be thought as if you do the same while you are being mugged in an alley in the material world, while awake. While in the astral whatever you think becomes, And imagination becomes real so fast you must remember that if you protect yourself from entities that way, they have little chance against you. As a parenthesis, imagining a ball of white protective light while you are being mugged may also be helpful, although you must ask yourself why you became a frequency match to such a situation. For example, why were you in that alley at night and at that time? That's kind of asking for trouble, don't you think so? Be wise and be prudent. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.